the highest love. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Galatians 5:22. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. John 15, verse 12. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. 1 Peter 4, verse 8. God is love. This profound statement baffles the mind. It mystifies the senses. It disconcerts the religious. It confounds the godless. It perplexes the theologian. And yet it comforts my soul and strengthens my heart. Deliver me from unworthy views of love. Oh, my poor human love, at its very best, can deteriorate into selfishness. My self-giving mother love can decline into self-seeking love. My benevolent giving love can disintegrate into self-righteous love. My sensual physical love can degenerate into lustful love. But the love of God is pure, outgoing, gracious love. His love is strong, not emotional. His love is gentle, not sentimental. His divine love is the most precious gift of love that the God of love can bestow. Add to your faith virtue. Add to your virtue knowledge. Add to knowledge self-control. Add to self-control perseverance. Add to perseverance godliness. Add to godliness brotherly kindness. Add to brotherly kindness divine love. His loving thoughts are only towards me continuously. His loving care is seeking the very best for me. His loving correction is to draw me closer to his side. His loving work is only for my highest good. His loving presence is not merely for personal pleasure, but a unity of spirit in the fellowship of love. This loving God stopped short of nothing in saving us from our sins. This loving God stooped down to send us the Son of his love, whose stooping down in incarnation, rejection and death must have cost him what is without human comprehension. Such love can only beget love from me in return, reckoning myself as having died with him. Dead to human love, mother love, physical love, emotional love, benevolent love. Having died with him to everything petty, selfish, sensual and sinful. Moreover, we are all entrusted with an obligation so pure and so lovely that being so loved by God, we should love one another. Oh, not just the old law of love your neighbour as yourself, but a new commandment of love. Love as I have loved you. Living out his love in me. Allowing his love to flow through me to another. If God sought the very best for us, even at the cost of giving us his Son to death, then the love of others is our highest responsibility. And love of others is our most precious privilege. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, Our love to God is to be expressed in loving others whom he loves, loving with his pure self-sacrifice. Greater love hath no man than this, than to lay down one's life to love his friends. This is indeed the highest love.